Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Clary, have you seen Fallon anywhere?
Oh, you've just missed her. Careful, Jolene. Oh. Mr. Pullen knocked his drink over.
She's gone out?
Oh, yeah. To Rollo's. She said they was going to work on a couple of tunes or something.
Oh, of course, I forgot.
She'll be back to cash up, though.
Right. Oh, he did make a mess, didn't he?
Have I missed some? Oh yes. A peanut went down the wrong way. Oh. He were all right till Neville clapped him on the back, sent him flying. Dear.
There's no chance of you coming in on Tuesday lunchtime, I suppose.
What, to do a shift?
Yeah, I know, it's short notice.
Sorry, Jolene.
No, look, it's all right.
I've already asked Pat for a half day tomorrow. I'm going into town with Nick, start our Christmas shopping.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Has someone dropped out then?
No. Well, I told Fallon I'd cover the ploughman's on Tuesday.
And now you can't?
No, I can. It's just, well, you know that wholesalers at Webster Bridge?
Borchester Bar Supply.
Yeah, they're having a special promotion. It's one day only. I thought I might go along.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, it'd be interesting to have a nosy round.
Mm. Why don't you see if Reese can come in for you?
Nah, it's all right.
Well, I can ask Nick. Although I don't know how that'd fit in with collecting Jake and Mia from school.
No, it don't matter, Clary.
No, you should go. I mean, it's a while since you, had the chance to do anything like that.
Yeah. Well, it's only because Kenton rang and said he's going and, you know, since we're in the same business, did I want to tag along?
That's nice of him.
Yeah, isn't it? So, you know, I didn't like to say no without even trying.
Best if you sit on the sofa, Pat. That corner's rather gloomy.
Does the bulb need changing?
Oh, it's not the bulb. Now, get off, Bill. The fittings started coming away, and I've a suspicion this one knows something about it.
Oh, dear.
Now, don't look so offended, Bill. You know you can't stretch out on the sofa when we've got guests.
He'll be back up in a minute, won't you?
Now, what was it about Saturday?
Are you still happy to come to us for tea?
If you're still happy to have me.
Of course.
But don't go to any trouble, Pat. I don't want a big fuss.
We're not going to make one.
Good.
Now just be us, Matt and Lillian, and Jennifer and Brian and their brood, of course.
At my age, I'd rather forget about birthdays most of the time.
It'll just be a very simple tea and a cake.
Well, don't bother hunting out the right number of candles.
Oh, well, with Tom on his efficiency drive, I probably wouldn't be allowed to use them.
Oh?
He started monitoring the energy use on the farm.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he wants to work out where we can save money and stop wasting what we don't need.
Good for him.
Well, obviously, Tony's always tried to keep on top of it. But usually it's been a bit piecemeal. Taking out the old strip lighting, that sort of thing. This'll be the first complete audit we've ever done.
Tom really has got his head screwed on, hasn't he?
He's very practical.
I shall have some nice things to say about him when I write back to Con.
Con?
Con Courtmar, my wartime friend.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember when he came here?
Back in the '80s, wasn't it?
1992. He reminded me in his email.
He's been back in touch with you?
The other way round, actually. I found myself wondering what had happened to him and his family.
All right, Bill, up you come.
So I looked up his veterans organisation on the web and sent my details off to them.
You really are getting hooked on computers, aren't you?
Well, they must have sent it on. I got a lovely long email back from Con yesterday. I was so pleased to hear he's still going strong.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, would you like to see it? I printed a copy off.
What do you think, Lindy?
What are you playing that for? There's no submarine in Dick Whittington.
I thought the start of the kitchen scene.
What?
When the rats all dive for cover from the cook.
That's a great idea.
Thank you, Harry.
There's no point in playing it now. The rehearsal's over.
Unfortunately, I couldn't cue it up in time.
That's a fantastic scene.
But I wanted to hear how it plays in this acoustic.
Well, can't the sound effects wait, Robert? I'm trying to make notes before we have to leave the hall.
I've only got a couple more things to try out.
Oh, very well.
It'll only take a moment.
Nigel was hilarious as the cook. Oh, weren't the rats great?
Oh, yes, yes. Hayley's doing an excellent job with the children.
Rory's face when Molly Button pretended to pinch his bum.
I'm not sure she was pretending.
That was a good rehearsal all round.
Do you think so?
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Sorry, didn't mean to revisit that.
Why can't more of the cast be like you, Harry? You're the only one who ever stays to clear up.
Well, there aren't that many chairs to put away.
But they're all the stage blocks as well. Oh, please.
King rat bouncing in the cooking pot.
Nice.
Nathan Booth being so awkward didn't help.
Oh, switching the lights off backstage. Just his sense of fun, I suppose.
His and no one else's. Oh, for heaven's sake!
Littlest rat getting caught in the door.
That's a classic.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Without an Alice Fitzwarren, it's hard to get anyone to take rehearsals seriously.
I thought Vicky read him well.
She tries her best when she's not giggling and waving to Mike, but with the best will in the world, she's no ingenue. Oh, for heaven's sake!
Cook squashing king rat!
Can we just leave it, Robert? I can't think straight.
Oh, I only wanted to sort them out before we join everyone in the pub.
Honestly, if I hear one more raspberry or comic boing tonight, I will not be answerable.
Okay, right.
You go on ahead of us, Robert.
What about the stage block?
Ah, oh, don't worry, I've got it covered.
Really?
Yeah, it won't take me a tick. Go and get yourself a well-earned pint.
No, Bill, if you won't stop treading, get down.
He never learns. Go on, see what Ben's up to.
So Belinda is Con's daughter?
Yes, she's still in Boston. It's Con's son Danny who was in Bristol.
And Amanda's Danny's daughter?
That's right. Con's granddaughter. That's why he came over in 92, to see her, just after she was born.
I wonder why the family didn't stay here.
Oh, I think Bristol was only ever going to be temporary. To think Amanda's starting college. It seems no time at all since Con was proudly showing me photos of her in her cot.
He seems to be enjoying the retirement community.
He's absolutely thriving in Florida, he says. And he's still got his sense of humour. Teasing me about Kate.
Yeah. Hoping it really is you getting in touch, not your naughty young granddaughter again.
He was tickle pink in the end when he realised what she'd been up to.
Are you going to stay in touch?
Well, I'll have to reply, Pat. He'd asked so many questions about the family.
He does seem keen to catch up.
And I thought it was very gracious, the way he asked about Jack.
Yes, I noticed that.
Considering how awkward things were when they actually met. Like two stags sizing each other up. Oh, how trivial that all seems now.
The poppies are selling quite well, then.
We ain't doing too bad, Robert. That's our second try. There you go.
Thanks.
Of course, Joe's hoping race night will bring in a good bit of money for the Legion. Well, with your crisps, that's £3.40, please.
Is there much interest in it?
Oh, plenty. Neville and Bob Pullen, they was just asking about it just before you come in.
Yeah.
Ta.
I heard Jim mention it at rehearsal.
Oh, how did that go? Eddie said there was one or two tricky moments.
Well, it wasn't too bad. Once I persuaded Nathan to stop doing his Bruce Forsyth impersonation.
Oh, they're nothing like, are they?
Not like Bruce Forsyth, no, thanks. More Maureen Lipman. Main problem is still not having an Alice.
That must make life difficult.
Vicky read in tonight so Harry could practice his lines, but he still hasn't had a chance to rehearse the big duet.
You know, it'd be perfect for Alice.
Oh, Clary, that were a good idea. Reese can do it.
Cover on Tuesday.
Yeah, he says he's glad of the extra.
Good.
So I've rung Kenton and told him I will go.
Right then.
I know, Robert, I was going to say, it's pity Fallon can't take the part, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's this?
They still ain't got their leading lady for the panto.
The lovely Alice Fitzwarren.
Oh, still not.
It'd be perfect for her. Beautiful young heroine. Got to sing a love duet.
Oh, yeah. She'd have loved that.
She was only saying before she went out how much she misses not doing her music so often these days.
Yes. Such a shame the panto always has to be at our busiest time of year.
I know. Everything comes together at Christmas, doesn't it?
But Clary's right.
I know Fallon would love to be involved.
Really?
I'm guessing there's a lot of music in it.
Well, plenty if we get the right cast.
Well, I was about asking her to record a backing track for you. She can create an audio file in her own time, can't she?
That's not a bad idea, Jolene.
Put the triangular block in first, Harry.
OK. Yep, right.
This one goes in after. Then
OK.
Fit.
Yep.
Yes, there's quite an art to it, isn't there?
Yeah. So, go on about Miss Baxter.
Oh, Deputy Head. Quite fearsome, in fact. But I owe her a lot. She saw something in me no one else did. Oh, well done. You won't believe this, but I was rather shy and retiring when I was little. When I told my mother Miss Baxter wanted me to be Gerda in The Snow Queen, she just laughed, said I'd run off the stage as soon as the curtains opened.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you'll need the padlock.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Thanks.
But, Daddy, my father was pleased when I told him. He said it would show all the other children. I used to get teased sometimes, you see, for being quiet.
How'd you get on?
Very well. Our audiences loved it.
Oh, good, good.
Well, I mustn't make it sound like a Broadway run. We only performed twice, once in the afternoon for the mixed infants and then in the evening for parents, but it was the best thing that had ever happened to me.
Really?
Well, when I freed my brother Kay from the evil mirror, you could hear a pin drop in the hall and the clapping at the end. I felt special.
Is that why you do this now? So other people can feel the same way?
Oh, I don't know. Possibly.
You put so much into it.
Yes, and then you get a night like tonight. Nathan fooling around. Everyone's still on the book. No Alice, no Idol, Jack even.
Yeah, shame about Jazza.
You start wondering if there's any point.
Well, of course there is.
I'm not so sure.
Well, look, I know I'm still very much a newcomer, but I can see how important you are to the village.
Oh, no.
You make things happen. Life here would be a lot duller without you, Linda.
I'm sure some people wouldn't mind.
Oh, well, don't take any notice of them. You deserve all the support you can get.
Thank you very much, Harry.
And in fact, I've just thought of something that could help. May well bring Jazza around.
Oh, can you believe it?
Shush, Nick, she'll see us through the window.
Oh, so what? She knew we were there anyway.
We never know. No one with as much front as Sabrina Thwaite.
Honestly, Clary, going through the rails in Borchester Animal Welfare, then taking a call.
Sorry, darling, can't talk now. I'm in Underwood's designer room.
Oh, what a cheat.
From that on, she's slumming it for a bargain.
Oh, I wonder who Darling was. Bet it wasn't her husband.
He's probably right. Poor Richard.
Oh, you've got to admit she's got good taste, though.
There were some lovely things in there.
Oh, if only the blue dress had been a size bigger.
Hardly worn, some of them.
Just nothing quite right for Friday, eh?
No. Let's take a look on the high street.
Oh, forget about me. Let's start looking for Christmas presents, eh?
We'll have plenty of time to do that after we found you something nice for the young farmers do. Come on.
Come on.
No, you don't. Go on.
That's it. Now, keep coming, girl.
Go on.
Get your head through. Oh, Tom.
Yeah, it's all right. I've got her. You stay there.
Right. That's it. I only noticed when she was coming out of the parlour.
No, you're right. She was definitely lifting her foot.
That's the trouble when they're inside. It's easy to miss things when you're not walking them so much.
Oh, she's not happy. Do we want the belly strap on?
Yeah, I think we'd better.
Here, I'll pass it through.
So, what was Harry's brainwave then?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know he'd already asked Jazza to be in the panto. You got it?
Yep.
He wanted him to be Idol Jack.
Oh, yes, you told me.
Jazza wasn't having any of it, of course. But Harry's so determined to help Linda out.
Now, let's get you up a bit.
He thought he'd try again. But he knew he had to make it a bit more appealing this time, so last night in the ball, he suggested making it Idol Jock instead. A comic Scotsman.
And what did Jazza make of that?
Oh, I have never heard such fluent or imaginative swearing in my entire life.
So he wasn't impressed, eh?
Oh, I'm sure half the words weren't real, even in Glasgow. Harry looked absolutely gutted.
He hasn't quite got the measure of Jazza yet, has he?
Not quite.
Right, let's get the leg up.
And the other thing I was talking about in the pub, pre-coolers.
Yeah.
Oh, don't be like that, Dad. I've got some figures now. I think you'll be quite impressed.
You aren't just being nice.
No, I'd tell you if it didn't suit you.
No, I've never really worn anything sequiny before. It's not totally over the top.
No, everyone else would be dressed up at the dinner dance.
Yeah, I do like it. No, you're right. We're in the queue. I'm buying it.
Good girl. Is William getting his suit cleaned?
Yeah, I'm picking it up on Thursday.
He does look good in that.
Yeah, but I want him to get a new tie. It clings to that tatty old one. It's like a comfort blanket.
Oh, I hope you have a great time there.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Such a shame if we... Well, what with Edward and Emma going as well?
Well, that doesn't matter.
I know there's been a few words lately.
But that's all it has been, Clary. Words.
It's so unnecessary. Both of them thinking the other one's trying to get one up. And they're not.
I know, but... We'll sort it. Oh, they could do with someone else on the tills, couldn't they?
And if William's still prickly about the baby...
That was mostly because of the way he found out.
The trouble is, Nick, you know, he carries things. Always has done, since he was a little boy.
He'll be fine about it. Really. I won't give him a choice.
Oh, well, that's good. You're right, you know, this queue's hardly moving.
It's a sign. Life's telling you, you've got the time to go and get that pashmina.
Oh, no.
Oh, why not? You loved it.
Yeah, red and gold did look nice together, yeah. But...
Well, go on, get it.
No.
It wasn't a bad price.
Yeah, but after what I've spent on presents already.
Oh, but it really suited you.
And that's the other thing, Nick. When would I ever have a chance to wear it? Eddie don't take me to many posh do's.
Oh, but you liked it so much.
Ah, we're just being daft. Now, what I will do while we're stuck here is nip to the ladies. Then I can go straight up to the turkeys when we get back.
All right.
If you've been served by the time I come out, I'll meet you inside the middle door.
Okay. Excuse me. Can you keep my place? I won't be a moment. I just forgot something.
Oh, you really are cutting the hoof right back, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I think there might be an abscess. That is so typical, Tom.
It made sense to look.
As if a pre-cooler wasn't enough, you have to come up with an even more expensive idea.
A fully condensing heat recovery unit is a lot more efficient than just a pre-cooler.
Yeah, and a lot more expensive.
Ideally, we'd be thinking about a whole new refrigeration unit.
How much would that set us back?
I'm still costing that part out.
Oh, so you don't actually know?
It's not really the front-end costs we should be worrying about.
Money's got to come from somewhere, Tom.
It's how much electricity we'll save. When I've got all the figures, I'll work out payback times.
Yeah, which are only ever hypothetical.
Well, don't worry, I'll do the maths properly.
Oh, I don't know.
Dad, how often did you used to moan at me, John and Helen for leaving the lights on in a room?
Oh, that's different. Yes, almost done, old girl.
It's the same principle. Only on a much bigger scale.
Yeah, and yet, when I buy a new mower conditioner, I take all kinds of flack.
Because the old conditioner was still capable of doing a job.
Up to a point.
Whereas our ancient refrigeration gear is costing us money.
Oh, look, there's the trouble. At least we've got to it quite early.
Yeah. Do we need to put a shoe on the other foot?
No, I don't think so. We'll give her some Hepasulf when she comes into the parlour for the next few days. See how we go from there.
Oh, OK. You do know I'm right, don't you, Dad?
Well, I can see some sense in what you're saying. It's always worth trying to cut back costs.
Especially when margins in dairy are so tight.
I'm with Tom on this.
Oh, you've talked it through with your mum already.
Oh, we had a quick chat about it. And Tom's right. We're so energy intensive here. Well, quite apart from costs, there's the moral side we discussed.
Absolutely.
We ought to reduce our footprint as much as possible.
Hope you came up with a plan to pay for all this new gear at the same time, Pat.
Oh, come on, Dad, let me cost everything out. Then we can talk about taking it further.
Yeah, it's all right.
We're not committed to anything yet. And you have remembered tonight, Tony.
What's that?
Kathy's coming over for supper.
Oh, is she?
I did tell you at breakfast.
Right.
Is that all right, Clary? Letting me give them some feed?
Yeah, of course it is.
Oh, I know you don't like leaving too much on the ground.
A few of her little handfuls won't hurt.
Oh, she's so excited when I told you we were coming up here.
It's a nice little treat after school. She's still enjoying it?
Yeah, she's loving it. Makes her feel like a proper big girl.
Aww.
That's it, Mia. You give the turkeys their dinner.
Yeah, you stay on the bale and throw it down. They won't hurt you, sweetheart.
You should hear when Will's going to fill the pheasant hoppers. Always wants to go with him.
Oh, well, it's nice for the kiddies feeding the animals. Look at her. Isn't that one greedy, Mia?
He'll be all right, you know. About Emma and Ed's baby.
I hope so.
I was thinking about what you said in the shop. I don't know what he's told you.
Oh, nothing, no. Just what I said, that him and Edward's had a couple of run-ins recently.
I think hearing about the baby touched an old nerve.
Well,
so perhaps he is still a bit raw, but he'll come round.
Hmm.
He will. I'll make sure he does. And there's no real reason for him to be bothered, is there?
No logical reason, no.
Me and Will have got our little family. Ed and Emma are going to have theirs. And look, at old George belongs to both.
Oh, yeah, now I know he's excited about having a little brother or sister.
Jake was just the same when I was carrying Mia. It's great news for all of us, really.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Oh, I have to think about collecting Jake in a minute. He's round at a friend's.
Well, let Mia have one more handful. Hey, Mia, sweetheart, do you want to give some more food to the turkeys?
Yeah.
Stay on the straw, sweetheart.
You're quite right, Nick. Babies is the best news a family can have.
I think so.
I love having lots of kiddies around, especially coming up to Christmas. All right, darling, now hold your little hands out.
The wind's really picking up now. Biting.
Oh, can you take your boots off, love?
Yeah, in a second.
Well, before you trail all the muck in.
Oh, they're no worse than usual.
But I've just swept up. We want the place to look reasonable, don't we?
Cathy knows she's coming to a farmhouse.
It won't take you a second.
All right.
Linda just rang.
Not trying to press gang you into the panto, is she?
I'm wondering if we can put some flyers about it into the veg boxes next week.
We can do. Don't know it'll have much effect.
She said she'd seen Helen this morning.
Inorganics?
No, Grey Gables.
What are we having?
Lamb casserole, broccoli and carrots.
Ah, smashing. How long till grub's up?
Not till Cathy gets here. About 8-ish. Linda said Helen was actually waiting before they opened the pool. It must have been about 6:30.
Typical.
Seemed to have been every day since last Friday. Last thing at night or first thing in the morning.
That's got to be better than straining yourself at the gym, I suppose.
Oh, Tony, you're not keeping those jeans on when Cathy's here, are you?
Yeah, well, I can take them off when she arrives, if you like. Not sure she'll appreciate it.
The seam's gone in the back.
She won't notice if I'm sitting down.
No, love.
They're comfortable.
Tony.
Oh, this is getting to be a bit too regular. Once in a while is fine. She can be good company when she wants to be. But it's impossible to relax properly when she's here.
You see, swimming's better for Helen, but if she's taking it to extremes...
Well, that's just our daughter, isn't it?
Will she wear herself out? In the pool, and a full day's work.
At least she eats properly when she's exercising.
Well, yes. Well, I don't think she's getting enough rest as it is. You will change that shirt as well, won't you?
What have I done to offend you all?
What?
I've got Tom wearing my ears out with refrigeration units. I've got Helen's exercise regime to worry about whenever I get a break from pre-coolers. And when I come in for my tea and 5 minutes respite, I can't even keep my comfortable clothes on. Are you lot ever going to let me have a moment's peace?
Are you sure? This put on me own.
Watcher! Get back! Back! It's a lot easier with two. And I've only got private study till 10.
Look, I'll hold her if you can do the anaesthetic, Mum. I'm fine with it, honestly. And she's not very big.
Okay.
All right, come on, you. Oh, whoa. Don't worry. She knows who's boss.
You got a good grip?
Yep. You can inject her now.
Okay, nicely done. One. Two. Don't let go.
She's not going anywhere.
I want to trim round the buds. Don't want the iron clogging up.
Keep still.
I noticed a couple more prospectuses arrived this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Any more thoughts about which college you'd like to go to?
Oh, at last. I'm sorry, Jelly, it's my fault. I forgot there were roadworks.
Well, that should be the last of the temporary lights, don't you think?
Yeah. So, it's 12 miles to Westonbridge. I've got a tankful of gas and a half peck of cheese and onion. Yeah, sorry, I'll shut up.
Oh, don't mind me, Kenton. I'm still waking up, that's all.
Oh, it feels horribly early to me, too.
No, it's the best time to go to the wholesalers before it gets too busy.
You after anything in particular?
Clary don't think we got the restaurant looking right yet. It's not Christmassy enough.
Well, you're bound to see something this morning.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, Ball's not doing badly, is it? Bonfire night was healthy. And Halloween.
Well, we're getting plenty in on the special occasions. Ticking along in between, I suppose.
Yeah, that's what you want.
You know, the I love the Bull thing, it really seems to have had an effect.
That was a great idea.
Well, Fallon did say we're down on Christmas bookings in the restaurant.
Huh?
Yeah, still a fair way off last year.
Ooh, a nice car.
That was a Blues Brothers, wasn't it? 100 and some miles to Chicago and a tank full of gas.
Yeah, and half a packet of cigarettes. Yeah, it pops into my head sometimes, you know, when I'm driving.
Me and Sid used to love watching that together.
Oh.
Yeah, one of his favourite films.
Well, I'm sorry if I...
Oh, don't be silly. You can't not talk about everything, can you?
No.
Oh, I don't know how often we sat through it together. Ridiculous, really. Like pulling on an old jumper. He'd snuggle up on the sofa and sing along.
What, Sid used to sing?
Yeah, once in a while. Well, when it was just me there.
Yeah, that must be the hard part, I guess. You know, losing those kind of moments. Hey, do you know, I might have the CD somewhere.
Oh, it don't matter.
Yeah, well, maybe in the back.
No, no, I'm really unbothered.
No. Okay.
Anyhow, it's just the way things are, isn't it?
Hmm?
We're not getting enough bookings.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of firms are thinking twice about paying for staff meals.
Yeah, that's right. I've got to admit, I'm a little disappointed at Jack's.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I mean, things are reasonable, but I was expecting more of a Christmas pickup by now, especially midweek.
Yeah, that's always tricky, isn't it?
Though, you know, I'm convinced if I can find the right novelty cocktail shakers this morning, then, whoa, yeah, hordes of new punters will start flooding in.
Good girl.
She's starting to get fed up, Mum.
Half done. As long as you do make time over the weekend, Pip.
Yeah, I will.
It'll only get more daunting if you let the prospectuses pile up.
Well, I want to get the dinner dance out of the way first.
Yeah, I know that's taking a lot of work. Right, let's get the spray on. You still got a firm hold?
Yep.
How are the tickets going?
Only 4 left.
Ooh, that's excellent.
4 doubles.
Right, you can let her go now.
And if I can't shift them at college, I'll ring round tonight after I've been to St. Stephen's.
You're going to the church?
Oh, sorry, I meant to say. Can you save me some tea? I'm going straight there when I get back.
What for?
Valda's giving me an organ lesson. Well, sort of. Alan wants me to play at the Advent service.
Does he?
Only one hymn. It'll be the first time Grandad's not there to play for Advent.
Oh, right.
He really wants me to have a go at Waiting for a Wonder. He knows it was Grandad's favourite.
Well, that's nice of him.
Yeah, well, I sort of panicked when he asked me. But then I thought, it's a simple enough tune, so I've agreed to let Valda talk me through it. and it will be fun to have a go.
Is she playing for the rest of the service?
Yeah.
Well, there you are then. If you decide you can't do it, it's not going to create problems, is it?
No, well, she'll play it anyway. But Alan's right. If I can manage, it'd feel like a real tribute.
What are you putting the empties in the rack for, Harry?
Only the first few.
Washing the bottles is Mike's job.
Well, it's just a little gesture of goodwill.
I made Mike a wee gesture myself yesterday. When he told me the van was dirty, he wasn't impressed.
Here's one for next week, Jazza. The oldest British sporting venue.
Oh, OK, for the quiz at the Bull.
Possible tiebreaker.
Hit me with it. If I'm quizmaster, I need to know.
We're going to be joint quizmasters.
The oldest British sporting venue.
Yep, in continuous use for the same sport.
Nice one. No football then, eh?
Nope, not old enough.
I've got it. Lords.
Ah, no, not cricket either. Give in?
No, don't tell me. I'll find out myself after I've seen to the pigs.
Okay.
Better shoot off anyway before I get Tom on my case.
You're not late.
But after I've had a pint, but... He's doing my head in the new anyway. He keeps popping up with all these sparkly ideas for saving energy.
Sounds sensible.
Tony's had enough of no, I reckon. He's going to put like a boar with an itchy backside. He's just seen his favourite scratching post burst into flames. I'll see you later.
Oh, I'm off to rehearsals tonight.
Don't ask me about the panto again.
I'm not. You made your position very clear.
I hope so.
But I'm making a tuna bake before I go. Do you want any?
Tuna bake?
With a few fresh leaves from the veg box.
Not a. I'll get something while I'm out. A pizza, maybe.
Oh, Jazza, you can't go on eating rubbish all the time.
Isn't it rubbish?
If you don't like my meals, at least try cooking something yourself.
Can you be bothered?
You know, I've never actually seen you in the kitchen.
I can make porridge as good as Emdy. My ma taught me that.
Oh, well, there's a start. Why don't you make some for breakfast one day and keep the cold out?
Way too gooey first thing. The only time you eat porridge is before a sesh. Lines the gut beautifully.
Does it?
In fact, I'm out for a few of the night. Nice one, Harry. That's a top suggestion.
Here you go. The sandwiches will be about 10 minutes.
Oh, I feel so guilty, Kenton.
Why?
Well, Reese is covering specially at the Bull. And here I am having a pub lunch myself.
Well, it's still work, yeah? Checking out the opposition.
I ain't sure Jax or the Bull has much to be afraid of.
No, it's like stepping back in time, isn't it? Mm. Do you know, I never thought I'd see red leather bonkets again. So, a successful mission?
Oh, yes. I'm very pleased with my serviettes.
Mm. Oh, yeah, they were a real steal.
Yeah, and the Christmas colouring sheets for children.
Mm, they look fun.
Though in the past, I'd have made sure we had something like that in already.
Yeah, well, you're caught up now.
Look, thanks for inviting me along.
Oh, it made sense.
You know, to be honest, I almost cried off this morning.
Oh.
Well, it's all, it's like two steps forward, one step back with me at the moment.
Yeah, sure.
And I ain't done a real pub shop since New Zealand. And the last time we were Sid, so,
Yeah.
Yeah. There were one or two moments, but, well, I've done it. Survived.
Yeah, you should be pleased with yourself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Though I am surprised you didn't snap up any of those polar bear ice cube trays, you know?
Yeah, I saw you get those.
Yeah, well, how could I resist? It goes so well with the wind-up dancing penguin.
Oh, you haven't brought that in, have you?
Yeah, well, I've got to test it properly before we go back.
Well, you can't try it out in here.
I think you'll find I can.
You love people looking at us.
Yeah, well, it's advanced technology out this way. Hey, there we go. Oh, yes. This is going to be Jack's Christmas star on the bar. Now, there we go again. What do you think?
Woo-hoo. It's brilliant. Oh, look at his flippers.
Isn't it fantastic?
Oh, it's totally brilliant.
Damn!
What's happened?
Noob 187.
What have you burnt?
Oh, under control.
No, not that saucepan!
Before you get any ideas.
Oh, you ruined it!
Well, it's not my fault. You see, I just put the porridge on when Jackie rang. You know, Blondie after Monday round.
You've put great gouges in it.
So I went through and started chatting.
Jazzy, you've destroyed the pan.
It's nothing a good soap won't put right.
Wait, what did you scrape it with? No. Oh, no. No.
Anyway, the chap paid off. The Rudy, yeah.
What?
I got to check online for me. Chester races at the Rudy, the oldest sports venue.
I don't give a damn.
Careful, you put a dent in that.
Well, you've wrecked my new cast iron pan. You've bent one of my chef's knives. You know, I have tried my hardest with you. I went out of my way to help you. I let you move in when you'd nowhere else to go.
I pay my share.
Don't interrupt.
Miss Chutney.
And what do? You treat the whole house like a dustbin. You blast music out at all hours. You help yourself to my food. You don't cook. You don't clean. You don't shop. And now you've just destroyed the best two pieces of cookware I've ever had.
That was unfortunate.
Do you ever give a single thought to anyone except yourself, Jazza?
Plenty.
No, you don't. It's all take. Yet when I want a little favour done, like helping Linda out, you don't want to know. Well, you know what? I've had it with you.
If you're that upset, how did you know drop some kind of hint?
Drop a hint? It's been tattooed on my forehead for weeks. You've just taken no notice.
I thought you were just mithering on like my ma. You should have just came straight out with it like now.
What?
Message received and understood. Be a bit more thoughtful in the flat in future, eh? I can do that. And don't worry about your wee pot and knife. I'll get a new one of both.
Oh, will you? Even though it'll cost you £100.
A ton?
Oh, yeah. Like for like. Which I can't see you coming up with any time soon, since you still haven't even put in this week's kitty.
£100 for 2 bits of tin?
Yep, minimum.
That's a lot of beer. Maybe I could clean up for a month, eh? Some other wee favour. I can do thoughtful and helping.
Can you?
Aye.
Well, if you really want to prove that.
Glad to.
There is something you can do, Jazza, but not for me, for someone else. And it's simply not negotiable.
Adam, will Ian be with us on... Oh.
Wait a sec, Brian.
Another lamb hotel?
It will be. When I've got a heat lamp in the top.
Yeah, I suppose we were a bit stretched last year with orphans.
It was fairly tight once or twice. And since we had a spare barrel kicking around.
Yeah. Anyway, what I came to ask is, is Ian at Bridge Farm with us on Saturday?
Do you mean Gran's birthday?
Yeah.
He doesn't know yet. Wants to be, but he's working.
Oh.
If he does join us, he'll have to go into Grey Gables late.
Right. No, it's just that Jenny's promised to give Pat numbers.
Well, he was going to check with Caroline yesterday, but she was over at her uncle's.
Oh, he's had a fall, hasn't he?
Yeah, broken some ribs.
Oh, poor old chap.
But Ian's definitely here on Sunday, though.
Well, for Rory's birthday party.
Yeah. Mum and Kate want him to be the great Craigini again.
Yeah, I quite like his conjuring act.
Yeah, he's getting very accomplished. Oh.
And I shall be performing a little magic of my own on Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
As soon as Rory's friends start arriving, I'll make myself vanish.
Right.
Into my office before you can say treasure hunt.
Shame on you.
Well, don't worry. No, I'll show Willing when I have to.
Naturally.
I'll be there for the candle blowing, but I don't want to steal your mother and Kate's thunder.
Well, they do seem to have it all planned out between them. Well,
entertaining a bunch of excitable young children just isn't my forte.
Is it okay to join you if I get bored at home?
Yeah, you're very welcome. It'll be me, the Rolling Stones, and a 25-year-old Scottish friend of mine.
That does sound more appealing than pass the parcel.
Anyway, what shall I tell your mother about Peggy's do?
Oh, say Ian will be there.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll work something out. And before you go, have you got a minute?
No, there's nothing wrong with them. They're both perfectly healthy.
Oh, good.
But I'm trying an experiment. I'm keeping them in the kitchen when I've got visitors.
You know I like cats, Peggy.
Oh, it's not just you, Jill. I'm afraid they've been making rather a nuisance of themselves generally.
Oh, dear.
Especially Bill. Now, what's the gentleman's name again?
Des Penwell. I think that's what Alan said.
And he's speaking on Sunday?
At the Remembrance Day service. About his experiences in Afghanistan. That's where he was injured.
Ah.
I know Alan's taken quite an interest in him. He's hoping there'll be a good turnout on Sunday, so I said I'd pass on the word.
Well, I'll certainly be there.
I knew you would. But if there's anyone else you can think of...
Don't worry, I'll let people know. And I've some news of my own, Jill.
What's that?
You know I was contacting Conn's old unit?
Yes.
Well, they followed my inquiry up, and on Saturday I received a lovely long email from him.
Oh, how nice.
I'll show you if you like.
It's all right.
You can look at it while I make some tea.
They're due on Friday.
What, the pack of whips from the Woodland Trust?
Yes, yes. They're being sent to Mike since he's organising the planting.
That's pretty stable.
Your mother can't wait. I don't think she'll be happy till the Millennium Wood has become the Aldridge Millennium Forest and can be seen from space.
That should do.
Want me to plug the lamp in?
Yeah, you can test it from the extension.
You're running the cable up over the rafter.
Yep, that's why I need you for the telly hoist.
Yeah, it's best keeping it off the ground. Uh-huh. You don't want too much tangle around the pens.
Lillian seems very keen about next week. First meeting of Borchester Market Developments.
That working?
Hang on, have to get down.
Yeah, at least the contracts to set it up have gone out now.
That's great. Can you unplug it?
Yeah. I'm wondering if Matt will prime her to turn up with a hatful of caveats.
They want the project to succeed as much as you do.
Oh, don't doubt it. But she recorded so much information on site last week, I bet Matt will have been through it all with a fine-tooth comb.
Well, whatever Lillian says at a meeting can always be outvoted.
If we have to, but... Well, I'd like to avoid permanent fault lines developing.
You'll all have to learn to live with her then.
True enough. Now, are you ready to go flying up to the roof?
Fallon, I was taking a chance you'd be quiet this early.
Morning, Linda.
I haven't come at a bad time, have I?
Oh, not at all. We won't be busy for at least another half an hour.
Oh, good. Only I'm following up a conversation Robert had with your mother.
About
the music for Dick Whittington.
What was that?
Oh, she hasn't said anything to you?
About the panto? Not that I can remember.
Oh, that's odd.
Well, she's been very busy, helping us to get ready for Christmas.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, she spent all morning at the wholesaler's yesterday. So much to do.
Well, perhaps you won't have time yourself, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
What do you want, Linda?
I'm hoping you can play and record a music track for the show.
Oh, okay.
Ideally, we'd have live accompaniment, and I had considered asking Valda, but strictly between you and me. She doesn't thrive in the pressure cooker of pantomime.
Doesn't she?
No. I always felt she never really made the grade in Snow White.
No.
But there is you, Fallon, and your sadly underused talents.
Oh, that's nice of you to say so.
Well, it's such a pity you can't take part. But there it is.
Harry keeps telling me what a great time you've all been having.
Oh, he's been such a positive addition to the team.
But he says it's coming on nicely.
Well, we do seem to have turned a corner this week.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hayley is working wonders with our little rats, and Phoebe's come up with a super design for the poster and programme.
Isn't she talented?
Oh, she has a real gift. And I had a marvellous surprise last night. Jazza appeared at rehearsals.
To take part?
After I'd given up all hopes of casting him.
He didn't seem very keen the last time I spoke to him.
Well, whatever false modesty was holding him back is over it now. He's going to be our idol Jack.
Oh, that's great. He's a natural performer.
Well, you wouldn't have thought so when he was telling me the good news.
No.
No, he was very bashful. Mumbled so much I had to ask him to repeat himself.
That's not like Jazza.
But then I may have intimidated him slightly.
How?
By putting Harry's suggestion to him that he play the part as Idle Jock, a comic Scotsman complete with mischievous kilt and a ginger wig.
You didn't.
Apparently it was a step too far for his self-confidence. Quite a look, actually.
Yeah.
So Idle Jack he remains. But I have high hopes of persuading him to sing in the show.
Out you go. Shoo!
He wasn't doing any harm.
He knows he shouldn't be in here. When did he sneak in?
When you'd gone back for the milk jug.
Oh, he is naughty. Oh, it's so dark in that corner, Jill.
Not too bad.
I should have thought before you sat there.
I've only noticed in the last couple of minutes, since it clouded over.
I keep meaning to get someone in, but you know what it's like finding someone for such a small job.
Awful, isn't it? Phil used to do everything like that. And you don't like to keep running to the family.
No, they've got their own lives to lead, haven't they?
Of course they have.
Were you able to read it?
Yes. Shall I leave it on the table?
Please. What did you think?
Well, he went to a lot of trouble writing it, didn't he? It's very long.
And people say computers are killing off letter writing. Far from it, if Con's an example.
Hmm.
He was making me very jealous, saying how lovely and warm it is in Florida. Look how murky it is here.
Threatening to rain, isn't it?
Oh, this should have brewed. He's certainly well settled into his retirement community.
They seem a good idea.
And he's made a lot of friends there. Do you want to put your own milk in, or shall I?
Well, just a drop for me, thanks.
He always found that very easy. Enough?
Perfect.
And hummingbirds in the garden.
Yes, I noticed he'd become interested in birds, like Jack.
Now, what were they? When he sends the photos of Danny and Belinda and the rest of the family, he's going to send me some of his garden as well. Ah, ruby-throated hummingbirds, that's it.
Very exotic.
I shall have to ask Harry to remind me how to open photographs. Though you've done all that, haven't you, Jill?
Yes, Daniel took me through it. He was very good.
Look at the pair of us. Living proof it's never too late to develop a new interest.
You sure this isn't putting you out, Fallon?
Rhys can keep an eye on both bars for 5 more minutes. It's much easier to talk in here.
Well, we're almost finished.
Yeah.
Now, the only other places we need linking music...
The journey to Japan.
Yes, to cover the change of scene.
Yeah.
Could you manage something with a hint of the Orient, do you think?
I'll mess around. I'll see if Rollo's interested.
And then once in Japan, we need some backing for the rat chase. Yeah. Perhaps the same theme from the kitchen?
But more exotic.
Yes.
OK, I'll see what I can do. Maybe use some Japanese flute and percussion samples.
Oh, that'd be ideal.
This should be fun. I'll put it all on a memory stick for you.
Which only leaves the final, though potentially greatest hurdle of all, Alice's romantic duet with Dick.
Oh, well, you know which song you're using.
Yes, unfortunately, I don't know who'll be singing it. If the worst comes to the worst, and we're talking the theatrical equivalent of the Titanic...
What?
Well, if I have to cast Sabrina as Alice after all.
Won't come to that, will it?
Huh, as things stand, it may well. And I can't risk letting her sing live.
Well, you'd clear the hall.
Children and small animals being trampled in the crush. So, is there any chance of you recording the song for Sabrina to mime to? Oh,
yeah, definitely.
You wouldn't mind?
Well, not at all.
Oh, thank you, Fallon.
Be sort of like being in the show. Well, yeah, the next best thing.
Oh, that's such a relief. Then what a much better finish it would be to actually see you arm in arm with Harry singing of love's triumph.
Yeah.
No reason you can't do it, sweetheart.
Oh, Mum.
Well, I was just coming to get a cup of tea and I couldn't help overhearing. You've got to do it, Fallon.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Miss 3 nights here between Christmas and New Year.
Yeah, we'll manage.
How? It's impossible.
I'll cover for you.
Oh, Mum, that's sweet. But it's not just the bar. It's managing the cellar, the kitchen.
Yeah, I do know the job, Fallon.
There's so much to do Christmas week.
Oh, you're afraid I ain't up to it?
No, it's not that. But we'll be heaving, most like.
Yeah, you're right, Fallon. It will be hard for me. I ain't finding anything easy at the moment. Well, everybody knows that.
Which is why I've got to say no, Linda.
Oh.
Which is why you've got to say yes. I mean, maybe the challenge is just what I need, even if it is going to be difficult. I want to try, love. Please let me.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes, for both our sakes.
Oh, well, yes, then.
You'll play Alice?
I'd love to.
Oh, marvellous.
Thanks, Mum.
Well, I want to see my girl go to the ball, don't I?
Oh.
Actually, technically, that's referring to another panto. What the heck? Well done, Fallon. You are coming to the ball after all.
I've had a look at her, Jazz.
What do you reckon?
Well, you're right. She has got a tiny bit of a wheeze.
I noticed as soon as I went to Straw Ark.
It's probably nothing.
You want us to get her into a trailer, Tom? Take her down?
No.
Probably safest. Have her in for a few days.
She's not that wheezy.
I know, but...
We'll keep an eye on her up here. Chances are it'll clear itself.
It's no bother.
Well, thanks, Jazz, but really, destroying the arcs is going to take you till dark anyway.
I don't mind staying on for a while. No charge.
No, no, it's all right. We don't want you missing your first rehearsal now, do we?
Could probably stand the disappointment.
What a U-turn that was. One minute, no way I'm going to be in the pantor.
I know, I know.
When you're obviously just dying to get back on stage.
Well, it's only to get Harry off my back.
So you say.
At least New Fallon's in it. It won't be a complete embarrassment.
I thought she couldn't do it.
Signed up for the main part. See, the man insisted.
That's got to be good for the show. Right, I'm going to leave you to it then.
Aye.
Oh, our yard lighting.
What about it?
How does it strike you? Too bright? Too dark? Not reaching the right places?
Doc, Tom, I could die extreme old age before I ever gave a damn about your yard lighting.
Okay, fair enough. Just asking.
In you go. Good, in you go.
Right, I've cleaned up the parlour, David. They're all back in the lion area.
Oh, thanks, Eddie.
And they're not going out after milking tomorrow morning?
No, no, no. In for the winter now.
Right. What's up with her?
Well, I'm worried it might be off.
Oh, that's a pain.
Yeah, I got a call from Usha half an hour ago. Said she'd seen one of our ewes caught in the fence at Littlefield.
Littlefield?
Yeah.
Huh, how did you get in there?
Yeah, with great ingenuity. I was pulling her out when I noticed blisters round her mouth.
Oh, what are you going to do if it is? Vaccinate the whole flock.
Well, might have to.
Is she okay, Dad?
Oh, evening, Pip.
Hi. Mum said you'd been on a rescue mission.
Yeah, well, I got her out of the fence easily enough.
Your dad thinks it might be off.
Oh, no.
Well, I'll take a closer look in a minute.
Right, I'll let you crack on. Want to grab a bite before rehearsals. Are you going to be there?
No. I'm dropping Ben off, but Linda doesn't need me or Josh tonight.
Oh, lucky devil.
See you.
Right, see you, Eddie.
Bye. Do you want a hand with her?
Ah, please, yeah, if you've got time. Can you get the gloves and the spray?
Yeah, okay.
So how'd you get on at St. Stephen's?
Oh, dreadful.
What? Don't believe you.
It was much worse than on Tuesday.
Well, you're on your own this time.
Well, so what? Valda left the organ open for me. I only had to switch on the blower.
Thank you. Well, it's the same with anything new, love. Plain sailing to start with and then, you know, everything dips before you get it right.
I hope so.
It's like me being a sea captain. I had the dolphin speech off by heart yesterday, didn't I?
Well, you should have done. You made me listen to it often enough.
Yeah, but taking the silage out this morning, I couldn't get beyond "We're talking at cross porpoises." The rest of it completely gone.
Well, it is a tough speech.
Yeah.
Waiting for a wonder should be easy.
And you've got plenty of time to learn it.
I just don't know why it's so hard. It's having to pull out the stops as well, I think, but at least I can get away with not playing the pedals.
Yeah, well, that's just as well. The way you slammed the brakes on the car yesterday, you probably wrecked the whole organ if you touched those.
Dad!
It's very good of you, Tom. I didn't mean your mother to say anything.
You should have told me yourself, Grant.
I was going to get someone in.
Not worth it for this. All that happened, when the light came away from the wall, it pulled a wire out of the connector.
That seems complicated enough to me.
No, it's taken me, what, 5, 10 minutes?
Well, a little longer than that, dear.
Something had given the light a real thump, though.
Yes, and I have a good idea who.
Oh, right. Where are Bill and Ben?
In the kitchen. I think Bill did it at the weekend.
Ouch. I'll switch the ring back on.
Right, thank you, dear. I'll put a drink out for you.
Oh, thanks. A cup of tea would be nice.
Not tea, dear.
Let's see if that's done the trick.
Hey. Oh, that's much better. Now, come and sit down. Is that the right sort of lager for you?
Oh, yeah, thanks. Spot on, Gran.
I went to the shop specially when I knew you were coming.
You shouldn't have bothered.
Well, it's the least I could do. I know how busy you are.
No more than usual. I admit, I'll be ready for a proper night off tomorrow.
Oh, the dinner dance.
Yeah, it's the YFC one. They're usually quite good. As long as Bren and I aren't the oldest ones there.
Oh, I very much doubt it.
The other couples seem to get younger every year. That's lovely.
You deserve a night out. Your mother says you're running an energy audit on top of everything else.
Well, I've started one.
There are so many ways we can make Bridge Farm more efficient.
Are there?
Oh, yeah. We should kick off with a completely new refrigeration system for the parlour.
Is the old one broken?
It's more that it's costing us a fortune in wasted electricity.
Oh.
A new one will pay for itself in a few years. And there are lots of other ways we can clean up our act.
Oh, it's so refreshing to hear someone with a clear plan for that farm.
Hmm. You've got to look ahead, haven't you?
Funnily enough, I mentioned what a difference you've made since coming back when I wrote to Con, or emailed him, I should say.
Is this the old friend Mum mentioned?
Oh, I don't suppose you remember him. He did visit Ambridge once.
I can't really picture him, Gran.
Well, you'd still have been very young. We've an awful lot of catching up to do. We haven't been in contact for 20 years.
Oh, gosh. Where do you start?
With the family, of course. I've told him all about my grandchildren, your parents buying the farm.
And what about you becoming a great-grandmother again soon?
I did say something about Helen. And next time I'll let him know about your energy plans. He's very interested in environmental matters.
Well, the parlour's only the beginning. The yard lighting's next. It's years out of date.
What does your father make of all this?
Oh, well, you know Dad. At first he wasn't so sure, but he's starting to come round.
I see.
And the one on the chop lip.
Oh, I thought I'd done that.
Yeah, well, make sure, love. That's it. You go.
If it is, or the spray won't fix it.
No, but it'll stop it spraying to the foot if she scratches the blisters.
Mm. Are you going to keep her in isolation to see what happens?
No, I want Alistair to have a look. I'll ring him in the morning.
Oh, I promised I'd call Lucan.
What? Last minute arrangements?
Well, I don't know what time he's picking me up tomorrow. It's too late to start worrying about anything else.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be a great success.
Well, we'll see. Though everyone says TCB are brilliant.
Is that the dance band you've hired?
Yeah. Lucan says the name's something to do with Elvis Presley.
Yeah, taking care of business, I believe. And you will look the business in your new dress.
It is okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
David!
Oh, and don't say anything about the hymn, will you? It's meant to be a surprise.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry to be a nuisance.
What is it, Mum?
I know you've got your hands full.
No, it's all right. We're finished in here.
Do you mind if I head off, Gran?
Of course not.
I've just got to ring someone.
Bye, love.
See ya. What needs doing?
Well, since I was having tea with you, I thought I'd check the hives afterwards.
Uh-huh. Anything wrong?
I'm afraid one of the roofs is getting quite rickety.
Oh.
And I don't think it'll stand another windy night.
All right. Does it need weighing down, then?
Yes. If it wasn't so dark...
No, no problem.
I'll come back tomorrow if you haven't got time.
Mum!
Well, thank you. I was only saying to Peggy yesterday, we always seem to be creating jobs for other people.
No, you're not.
I do still find it odd, though.
What?
How excited she is about Con's email.
Oh. Well, like I said at tea, it's always good to hear from old friends.
Even though he made things so difficult for her when he was here.
That was years ago.
I know.
That's a bit of interest for her.
I suppose so. But I can't help thinking, if it was your father in the care home, not Jack...
Let's just be grateful he was spared that.
Well, yes. But it would have felt disloyal.
Mum, there's no real harm in a few emails. Anyway, with all Peggy's going through, must be nice to have something else to think about for once. Evening.
Oh, blimey.
Keep your head on, Eddie.
Oh, I didn't know anyone was out here.
Just having a crafty drag. Here, Madam Snell hasn't driven you to the evil weed enough, has she?
I'll come out to cool down before I deck Nathan Booth.
Any particular reason, other than him being Nathan Booth?
He's been winding me up the whole rehearsal. Coming in too early with his lines, always upstaging me, pulling funny faces.
Oh, come on, Eddie. If you looked like Nathan, you'd want to try out a new face now and then, eh?
Yeah, well, that's not the worst of it. I was just sat in the corridor trying to learn me lines.
What for?
All you ever say is, I'm a rat, what do you think of that?
I've got a lot more lines in Japan. Only Nathan won't give me 5 minutes' peace. He starts rabbiting on about race night next week.
He's a kiwi gambler, right enough.
A crooked one. Do you know what he wants me to do?
No.
Get the race videos off Dad, or the lists of the winners.
Aye.
Yeah. Then he'll set up some side bets as well as take the main pot on each race.
Crafty wee Ned.
Split it all with me 50-50, he says.
Slippery than a butter deal, that you.
Yeah, well, I was so wrapped up in me lines, I didn't really take it in. But when you think about it, who's he ripping off?
Well, the other punters.
Not just them. The British Legion.
Somebody's got to win the money.
But not by cheating, though. Not for something like this. I mean, it's disrespecting the whole event.
I guess so.
And the lads it's meant to honour. I'm not having that.
Typical Nathan, though, eh?
Yeah, isn't it just?
So did you tell him to bog off?
No. I hadn't really worked out what he was on about. I said to come back to me later.
All right.
So I'll wait till the end of rehearsal, and then I'll give him a real rollicking.
No, no, don't do that. Let's be a bit smart about it.
Aye?
Well, do you not think it's time that wee Weasley Nathan finally learned a lesson?
Oh, it's gorgeous, Nick.
Not too flashy?
No. I knew it'd be right for you as soon as we saw it. Don't she look lovely, will you?
Yeah, very nice.
More than nice. That is the perfect dress for you, Nick. Really sets off your colouring.
What about Will? The tie?
I said, didn't I, as soon as you come in?
Well, it was the first thing she said, Nick, while you were settling Jake and Mia with the DVD.
Aw.
Looks all right, doesn't it?
It suits you to a T. I don't know how you get into wear something like that, Nick.
Well, I always wear a bow tie for a dinner dance.
That raggy old one, maybe. But red suits you so much better.
Well, you can't be too stuffy.
So, do we get your stamp of approval?
Oh, definitely.
And thanks again for having the kids here.
Makes more sense for them to stay over than to babysit them at yours. You can just forget about them for the evening now.
Oh, we ought to be thinking about going, actually.
You getting a taxi?
What, all the way to Borchester?
No, I'm driving.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, I'm not bothered about drinking. As long as we get plenty of dancing in.
Ah, we will.
But you couldn't have shared a cab with someone.
Oh, evening.
Oh, aye, aye.
Close the door, Eddie.
Is this a fashion shoot for one of them celebrity magazines?
Oh, there goes all the heat.
All right, love.
Oh, leave it, Dad. Me and Nick are just off.
Yeah, not before I've had a look at you.
Oh, the door.
Don't you look fabulous, Nick? Don't you, Clary?
I know.
What about you, William? Playing the maracas, are you?
Hey?
Red bow tie? Are you part of the band?
Oh, very funny.
Hey, give us a little twirl, Nick. Go on.
All right.
Remember, it don't matter who else is there, William. You just relax and enjoy.
Don't you look a picture.
Don't worry, I will. Now, if we don't get a move on...
Come on then, you.
Right.
See you later.
Have a great time. I won't bring the kids back too early tomorrow, neither.
Thanks.
Enjoy yourselves.
Oh, that's the plan.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, and it had just got toasted.
Oh, it's not that bad, love.
I'm glad we had the chance to see him dressed up.
Yeah. William looked very distinguished.
Yeah. I had wondered if we might see Edward and Emma, but I expect they was racing the clock to get ready.
Has Dad gone out?
No, he's in the bath, or I'd have called him down to see Nick.
What? I'm in the bath now?
He'd been mucking out Bartleby, I insisted.
Is he still going out later?
Oh, yeah, he's looking forward to his game of cribbage with Bert. You going down the ball with him?
Oh, not tonight, no. I think I'll just have a quiet night in.
Will you be all right here?
Yeah, looks good to me.
Yeah, no worries, Pip.
Oh, thanks. We had to throw the original table plan out the window.
Yeah?
We hadn't realised TCB was such a big band. They need a lot more space than we thought.
When are they on?
They're doing two sets after the meal.
Well, it just makes it cosier, being bunched up.
Oh, here you go. Sit down, love.
Oh, thanks. Oh, it's becoming such a gentleman. Quite right, too. That dress is brilliant.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
I was really undecided. Wear something loose to hide my bum.
No.
Or go the other way and show it off.
It looks great.
Well, we thought
Since we're both proud of it, why not flaunt it, eh?
You look amazing yourself, Pip.
Thanks.
Yeah, you know, that green, it really suits you.
Jade, and if you can put up with us, Lucan and I will be on this table as well.
Great.
Who's Lucan? Was he your
boy? No, we're just friends and co-organisers, so you won't actually see that much of us.
Oh, it'd be nice to have you here.
And there'll be Matthew and Izzy as well, but don't know where they've gone. They were here a minute ago.
Hiya.
Oh, hello, Nick.
How's it going?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah?
You must be so excited.
There's a couple of seats over here, Nick.
Oh, Will, I've put Tom and Brenda there.
Oh, yeah. So, where do you want us?
Evening, Will.
All right.
I was just telling Ed and Emma, it's getting a bit of a squeeze.
Well, why don't we stay here?
All of these are taken, I'm afraid. Pip and Lucan, Izzy and someone else.
Well, actually...
That still leaves two places.
It's all right. I saw somewhere on the other side.
What, the table near the service door?
I think so.
That's our chairman's, I'm afraid.
Oh, never mind. If there's room here, why not? That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah. Isn't it, Ed?
Yeah.
Good, problem solved. Now, I must go and find Lucan.
Oh, can you show me where the loos are first?
Sure, just follow me. You've got to go back the way you came. Across the landing and then turn left.
Oh, there's Izzy.
She doesn't look very happy with Matthew.
No.
I might as well come with you. I don't know the feathers either.
Look, I'll show her the way, Pip. You get on.
Cheers. Lucan!
Never miss a chance to find out where the loos are.
Rule number one of being pregnant. You don't mind, do you? Or sitting with you?
No, of course not.
It won't do the boys any harm, having to be civilised with each other for once. I think she said it's this way.
Right.
Oh, I think there's a couple of spaces for you.
Are there? No. Chris and Alice are there.
Must have come back from uni specially.
Yeah, must have done. Do you
better
go
get
to
some
the bar
drink? Sorry.
Do you go to the bar here or does the waiter come round?
It's quickest to go to the bar, I think.
Right then. What do you and Emma want?
Oh no, I'll get these.
No, I'm getting them.
Well, I'll have a pint, please. Passion fruit and orange for Emma, if they've got it.
Okay.
Some other juice, if they haven't. She's not touching alcohol at the minute.
Yeah, I get that, Ed.
Hey, old still Brooklyn. I've still got two more paws to clip.
So them blisters was north?
No, Alistair reckoned the ewe had licked something it shouldn't have.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, sure enough. When David went back out, some idiot had dumped a car battery by the fence.
People like that weren't looking up.
Hey, if you stop wriggling, mate, it'd be a lot easier.
Oh, well, sounds like they've settled. I'll look in a minute. Why don't you come on Sunday, Eddie?
Not to church.
Well, like I were telling Joe before he went out, it should be good. This bloke served in Afghanistan.
Yeah, but then they throw in all the praying as well.
It might do you some good.
I can't miss the boat sail in Darrington. Right, that's it, Brooklyn. Have a little run round.
Oh, you spend more time grooming your ferrets than yourself.
Are you doing the whole basket of ironing now?
No, the Queen of the Fairies is taking over in 5 minutes. What do you think?
When are you going out then?
Oh, I'm not.
I thought you were doing an hour at the ball.
How could I go out with Jake and Mia here? Oh, that's tomorrow night.
Oh. Hey, Brooklyn, don't start pulling the washing round.
Oh, I wonder how they're getting on.
At the feathers?
Mm. If they keep themselves to themselves, it should be all right.
Never seen William looking so grand.
She's so good for him.
Have you taken that baking dish back yet?
Not Cathy's. How could I? We've only just had the last of the apple pie.
Do you want me to wash it up so you can run it back round?
No, rush. I'll do it tomorrow. Ever so nice of her, eh, making it for us.
What if she's waiting for it now?
What, for a dish at this time?
She's often in the kitchen on a Friday night when she's not working. Sometimes.
And you know more about it than I do.
Well, it don't look very good if she's there. Can't get started and we're hanging on to her dish.
What are you on about, Eddie?
Well, I don't want us getting a name as bad neighbours. That's all.
Thanks very much, TCB. Right, well, they're just taking a short break and then we want everyone back on the dance floor. And I mean everyone.
You should get Mike to teach you some proper dances. Oh.
Ed's still on the dance floor. Talking to Chris?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what's happened to Nick.
They're good, though, aren't they, TCB?
Yeah, not bad. Oh, she's nattering to Alice.
Will?
Hmm?
I'm sorry that I didn't tell you myself.
It's okay.
I should have done, after all.
But it doesn't matter.
I'm only saying...
George left his gloves on Tuesday.
Oh. We've been looking for those.
Yeah, I meant to drop them round.
Oh, don't worry. He's got another pair. Keep them till he stays over next week.
I didn't know that.
What, Ed?
TCB isn't just taking care of business. You know, the sax player leading them.
Yeah.
Well, Chris says he's the grandson of the bloke who used to play at Grey Gables, Tommy Croker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, he's another Tommy, so it stands for the Tommy Croker Band and all.
Fascinating.
Wasn't that great?
You're a fantastic dancer, Nick.
Oh, not really, but I do enjoy it.
What did Alice want?
Oh, to be nice about my dress. Oh, I'm worn out now.
Me too. Can't dance like I used to.
Oh, well, if anything like me, another few months and you'd be exhausted just walking to the bus stop.
Oh, no, and once your ankles start swelling...
Don't.
I don't know about anyone else, but I'm parched.
Yeah, go on then. I'll have a pint.
It was your round, Will. I got the last one in.
Yeah, but who bought the Merlot with the meal?
Yeah, and who wolfed it all down?
No, I didn't.
Boys, this is our round. Mine and Emma's.
Yeah, that's right.
Only, you'll have to sub me, Will, till we get home.
Having a good time. Great, thanks, Pip.
Loving it. What's that, Daisy and Matthew?
She's given up on him. Says he grows an extra pair of hands with every drink.
Well, they didn't look right together.
And what about you guys? Enjoying yourselves?
Oh, yeah. It's very good.
Yeah, no, it's a top night. Well done, Pip.
Oh, where's he put it? Ah, yes.
Eddie! Hey,
blimey, love, you nearly gave me a heart attack.
What are you playing at, going through your dad's pockets?
I thought you were round at Cathy's.
I crept back because I knew you was up to summat. Give me that.
It's nothing.
I'll be the judge.
Look, Clary, the thing is...
Oh, Eddie, the winning horses at race night.
I know.
How can you stoop so low, taking advantage of the British Legion?
You've got the wrong end of the stick.
Have I? What's this then?
I didn't say anything about this because you might not like it, Clary. But it isn't what you're thinking at all.